your arms steady, aim, and follow through.
Oh my goodness! I got 100 points!
Nice going, Russo. And yeah, try it on your own this time.
On my own? Oh, no. Now I'm torn between admitting I've gotten pretty good at skee-ball and wanting you to keep doing that cuddly guiding my arm thing you were doing.
Come on, let's do something to eat.
Okay.
Welcome to Betty's and Fleming's. Please tap in your order.
I'll order for you. It's romantic. Barbecue bacon cheeseburger with curly fries in the bun. And a double chocolate shake with whipped cream on the bottom.
You know me. Doesn't it freak you out how perfect we are together?
Nah, I don't think about it. Because then I'd be thinking instead of enjoying it.
Kane, you just made sense. This is the best date ever. Do that thing I think is cool. Again, love that. Finger snapping, bacon burgers, milkshakes. It's like I'm a princess.
No. What a nice dream. Oh, man. Life was school. Try again tomorrow.
See you in your dreams tomorrow night, Dean. Oh, gosh! Harper, what are you doing here?
Waiting for you to stop using your dream helmet? Hurry up, we're gonna be late for school, and we can't sneak in because I'm wearing my squeaky shoes.
Harper, I just had another perfect date with Dean. He took me to that touchscreen place and he ordered
Dean moved away months ago. We've gotta stop using magic to date him in his dreams. It's just wrong.
Look, I go into his dreams and I control everything, so it's exactly the way I want. Since Dean moved away, our relationship has never been better.
Do you ever listen to yourself, or is there some invisible shield that blocks the words from your ears?
You're just mad because I went to Betty and Fleming's without you.
No, I'm not. Touchscreen ordering? It's dehumanizing when a robot gets your order wrong, and if we don't watch out, robots are going to unite and take over everything.
How do you know I'm not one? I'm not one. I'm not one.
It's happening!
Well, you know everything's gonna be a breeze. At the end, we'll no doubt justify the means. Can fix any problem with the slightest of ease. Yes, please. You might find out it'll go to your head when you write a report on a book you never read. With the snap of your fingers, you can make your bed. That's what I said. Everything is not what it seems when you can get all you wanted in your wildest dreams. You might dreams, because everything is not what it seems. Everything is not what it seems when you can have what you want by the simplest of means. Be careful not to mess with the balance of things, because everything is not what it seems.
Tears of Blood totally rocked. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a vampire and I love anything that has to do with blood.
No, I had so much fun with you, I completely ignored my self-prescribed bedtime.
I'm gonna get, like, 37 minutes less sleep than usual. But totally worth it.
Oh, hey, Justin, so, my family and I are going away on vacation, and I don't want to be away from you for that long, so I was wondering if you want to come with us to the lake?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, that'd be great. I'm gonna ask my parents. I mean, they can't still treat me like I'm a kid. They can't say that I'm not ready to go away with my girlfriend and her family.
Sounds like fun. Juliet's a sweet girl.
Stop yelling at me. I get it. You don't want me to go.
Justin, I'm giving you my permission to go away with your vampire girlfriend. As long as you're hanging upside down in separate rooms.
Great.
But we should probably ask Mom, huh? She might think that Juliet and I are getting too serious, too fast, which we're not. Even though a lot of people and parenting books might say that we are.
Just, you've got to stop buying me those parenting books. I'm not going to read them.
Dean's here? Alex, are we on one of your dream dates right now?
Dean? No, it really is Dean. He is here.
It's really me, Russo. Finkel.
Moriarty, it's been long enough. I believe a friendly hug is in order. Sorry, I'm not ready.
Ah, same old Finkel.
What are you doing here?
Well, I've been thinking about you a lot lately, and you've been in a lot of my dreams. So I took my vacation days from school a little early.
You don't get to choose your vacation days from school. This is why I don't hug you.
Dean, hug her.
Justin, hey, did you talk to your dad? Can you go?
Yeah, I talked to him, and he said no. I can't go.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, it's not because I'm a vampire, is it?
No! They're totally over that. You're like the most normal magical girl I've ever dated.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex told me about the werewolf.
My dad, he reads all these parenting books, and apparently they say it's not a good idea. I got mad at him, though, so mad. And then he got this serious look on his face, and he was like, no way, Justin, and don't bring it up again. So if you see him, wouldn't bring it up if I were you.
Well, did he say why?
Yeah. Yeah, something about us getting too serious too fast.
I mean, we are getting pretty serious.
And I'm fine with it. But you know, parents, they get all serious about getting serious.
Well, I really miss you.
Me too.
I should go back to work.
Okay.
Please. Mustard? Again? What's going on with you? You know the usual is ketchup.
Right. Don't call the cops. I'll fix it.
We need to figure out what's happening between us.
I think I figured out what's happening. You're holding up the line. Next!
Okay, you have enough tickets to buy a pencil sharpener now. Can, I go?
Come on, Russo. You know you're no good at skee-ball.
Right, yes. But, maybe you could show me by guiding my arm in a cuddly way like this.
Yeah. Oh, sweet! Be my own record. Let's see.
Welcome to Betty's and Fleming's. Please tap in your order.
Oh, are you ordering for me?
No, I'm playing Banco. Shoot, bonked out. I'm going again. Got any money left in your game card?
Dean, you're not really paying attention to me.
What are you talking about? I'm here, aren't I?
Yes, but we haven't seen each other in months, and you're more interested in this stupid bongo game.
Okay, fine. Why don't you order your food?
You want me to order myself? You don't want to order for me?
No, actually, you order for me. I'm gonna go get that pencil sharpener from the fryer.
Dean, this is a date. We're staying together. Barbecue bacon cheeseburger with curly fries inside the bun. A double chocolate shake with whipped cream on the bottom.
You gotta stop eating like that. John hunk of meat will just wreck your heart.
Yeah, that's not the only thing that's wrecking my heart.
uncle.
Well, you were right.
I knew it. I'm in your dream. Oh, can I fly? When do I get wavy?
This isn't a dream. You were right about me and Dean. We've grown apart, and I've been fooling myself by going into his dreams.
You only made it worse because you created Dream Dean, and I expect real Dean to be someone he's not.
Harper, I said you were right. See, a lot of times you are right, and this is exactly why I don't tell you.
So what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna do what I should have done in the first place. I'm gonna break up with him.
Oh, breaking up's always hard.
How do you know?
You're making it hard to be supportive.
But, Harper, you're right. It is gonna be hard. I don't want to hurt his feelings. This would be so much easier if he just broke up with me.
Hey, that's a good idea. Get him to break up with you.
I could do that.
But it'll be a challenge because you are awesome.
I like you.
Oh, that's such a relief.
Really?
I get a little insecure from time to time, but I'm back.
Hey, Mr. So, is Justin around?
I haven't seen him. He must be packing for his big trip.
But why would he be packing? He can't go.
He can't go? Oh, he'll be so disappointed. He was really excited.
Yeah, I know. So why can't he go?
I don't know. You haven't told me.
So you didn't say no?
No. I mean, yes, I didn't say no. Are we clear here?
I think so.
Good, because I'm not.
You said yes, and he said no.
Oh!
Justin? Why did you say you couldn't go on vacation when you could?
Because I didn't think this moment would happen. Because if I did, probably wouldn't have done it.
If you didn't want to go with me, you should have just said so.
Look, Julia, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. It is probably because of the 37 minutes of sleep I lost.
I am no good with less than 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're no good with more than 8 hours of sleep either. Hey, Max, maybe you can help me with something. How do you get your brother to say what's really on his mind?
Oh, I use randomness.
What?
Well, I just say random things, and while people are trying to figure it out, they say stuff that's on their mind. Have you ever noticed that pineapples never wear bathrobes?
Why would you even say that? We were just talking about how Justin doesn't want to go on vacation with me, and how I'm really upset by that because I think I might be in love with him. Hey, that random thing really works.
What? What random thing? I haven't even done it yet.
This idea. Dean will totally break up with you if you wear something totally repulsive.
I could use a spell to make me a slob. I mean, nobody wants to date someone gross. Okay. What I need now is the opposite of clean. Make me a girl without hygiene.
Whoa! You're hideous!
Awesome! It worked!
Normally, I'd stick around and check out whatever that is that flies out of that nest on your head, but you keep your arms down, please.
Hey, Harper, what's up?
Your chances of getting a rash.
Whoa!
Hi, baby. Oh, wait, let me fix myself. Hi, baby.
Oh, man. I'm gonna try and say this as nice as I can, but you look like something I snaked out of my shower drain.
Well, I held myself together for our date, but this is really the way I am. It's pretty disgusting, huh?
Oh, yeah, you are.
Makes you not want to be around me. I totally understand.
No, I get it. This is because of me.
Well, yeah.
Since I left, you've been overwhelmed with sadness, and you just let yourself go. I've seen people like you on talk shows. Don't you worry, I'm gonna help you get back on track. Now, where's the floss?
What? No, Dean, no. That's not what I want.
Oh, of course not. You probably don't want a warm washcloth behind the ears either. Now, where's your washcloth?
I thought you'd see me like this and want to break up.
You want to break up?
Well, now that you bring it up, since it's your idea and all, I think that maybe we should.
Okay, well, then let's break up.
Really? Oh, well, that was easy. That was really easy. That was really, really easy.
No big deal. See ya.
What was that?
Hey, Dad. You must have noticed how down I was and wanted to come talk.
No, we need the table. Okay, we can talk.
I lied to Juliet, and now she's mad at me.
Yeah, about that. Why didn't you want to go on the vacation? You really like Juliet.
I know. It's just, I don't know, I've never been in a relationship this long. And going away on vacation with a girl and her family, it's serious, and it just feels like it's happening fast.
So you're afraid? Why? I mean, it's not like they were going to have you sleep in a guest coffin.
I think they were.
Look, Justin, going away with a girl's family is a big step, and I said yes because I think you're ready. Having your first serious girlfriend is all part of growing up.
You read those parenting books.
It was on the back.
I really messed up.
Messing up? It's also part of growing up. I'm still growing up. Just ask your mother.
So what do I do now?
Tell her you want to go on the vacation with her.
I can't. They already left.
Here.
I feel bad enough without you throwing things at me.
These are the keys to the flying carpet. Why don't you see if you can't catch up with her?
Thanks, Dad.
And then I said I wanted to break up. He agreed and then just walked out. I mean, what was that?
I don't get it. You wanted to break up and you did. Mission accomplished, right?
Yeah, sure. I got what I wanted. I don't know. I guess I just thought he'd fight for me.
Well, it was a pretty convincing spell. And you know, Dean, he doesn't talk a lot, say what he's thinking, or share much. What'd you see in him?
Well, Dream Dean was good at expressing himself.
Well, he wasn't real, and you were controlling it.
I know. And it was wrong.
I know I'm against this, but you could go back into Dean's dream one more time and get the breakup you really wanted.
You're awesome.
I like you.
Oh, that's such a relief.
Really?
No, I always knew.
Hey, Russo.
Hi, Dean, listen. Most of the time, I come into your dreams and I control everything, but not this time. It's your dream. You can say and do whatever you want.
I can? Cool.
Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah. Well, it's my dream, and in my dreams, I like to have the 16th president as my wingman. So what's up, Russo?
Oh, I wanted to talk to you about our breakup.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Dean. Tell her how you really feel. It's best to be honest. After all, that is my nickname.
What does Mr. 1-6 have to do with honesty?
I'll let you wear my stovepipe hat.
Okay. Here it is. I couldn't be real with you when we broke up because it was just too painful.
It was?
Yeah, it was. I've never known anyone like you. And the only way for me to get through it was to tell you that it was no big deal. You'll always be my first love, Alex. That's one thing that will never change.
Same here. Goodbye, Dean. Play some skee ball.
Juliet, wait up!
Justin!
My dad loaned me his flying carpet.
I'm so glad you came. Hey, I have to talk to you about something. Remember when you said you loved me?
Yeah. That was embarrassing. What? I can't hear you. Fly closer.
I said, I love you too.
I love you too. Too.
Whoa! Why does your carpet make so much noise?
It needs a tune-up. It might break down.
Don't worry, if you fall, I'll catch you.
I know that we've had our problems, but I really want to work it out.
Do you want to pass out flyers?
If that's what it takes.
All right. Unusual coming up. Nice gesture wearing that hot dog suit for me.
What? Oh, this? Oh, no, it's not for you. It's for something I'm doing later.